You can't turn on the TV or radio news without hearing about the dangerously cold weather, moving into places that rarely see such low temperatures and wind chills, into places where livestock producers may not have had to manage such weather before. Jeff Limkuhler is University of Kentucky Extension Livestock Specialist. He told us,
livestock producers during these periods of extreme cold temperatures need to ensure that their beef cattle or livestock that are outside have access to some sort of windbreak, whether that's natural or man-made, to get them out of the wind. They need to ensure that their waters are not frozen, the livestock have access to plenty of water, and they need to adjust their daily feed supplement to increase the caloric intake. Ensure that the cattle or livestock stay dry to prevent any type of hypothermia and or frostbite.
The younger the animal, the more susceptible it is to the cold. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary. As a matter of fact, Limkuhler has even more information about giving your animal some of that higher calorie extra feed supplements.
What we like to see folks do during these periods of time is to try and get some calories in from either corn or soy hulls or corn gluten feed, any of the feeds that they can pick up at their local elevator or feed store, just to try and get extra calories in during this period of time. And, you know, 3 to 4 pounds of supplement can go a long way during these cold temperatures.
Limkuhler said there are some animals that are more at risk from severe cold and wind chills than others, including younger livestock like newborn calves, so producers should give them extra attention.